Pastor Larry Huck is founder and pastor of DFW New Beginnings Church in Dallas, Texas. This dynamic teaching will ignite your faith, expand your vision, and help you in your everyday life. Now, here's Pastor Huck.
In the Bible, numbers are very important. We've talked about the number 40, we've talked about the number 7, and this is an exciting, exciting time because this next year is the 60th anniversary of Israel becoming a nation. Amen. That 2,000 years ago, Israel was put out of, the Jewish people were put out of Israel, and yet the Bible prophesied that in the last generation there would be a miracle take place and Israel would become a nation once again. Now, this is where many, many scholars said, here's where your Bible fails, because never in the history of the world has a nation which no longer exists, no longer has a nation, no longer has a land, no longer has a country, no longer has a government, no longer has a people, no longer has an army. Never in the history of the world have they existed again. So here's where your Bible proves itself to be a failure. And yet God said that Israel would become a nation. Now, the amazing thing is, as they're going in to celebrate this year, their 60th anniversary, which is very significant, we won't get into that today, it's also happening in the year 08. The number 8, according to the Bible, is the number of a new beginning. And so what God spoke to me is that everyone that's here this morning or watching by television or watching by stream or listening this tape, even if it's a year later, you need to claim, according to God's calendar, that in every area of your life, and you need to get specific, but in every area of your life, God this year is going to give you, according to His numerical calendar, God is going to give you a new beginning. Now, I want you to stop and think. In what area do you need a new beginning? Do you need a new beginning in your marriage? Do you need a new beginning with your children? Do you need a new beginning with your walk with God? Do you need a new beginning in your finances? Do you need a new beginning in your body? In other words, do you believe God will do a miracle in your home, in your family, in your body, in your finances? God gives us these things so we can claim them according to the promises of God. Can I have an amen? Amen. So if you're ready for God to give you a new beginning, I want you to give the Lord a clap offering. He inhabits the praises of His people. You know, the scripture kept coming into my spirit this whole week while I was praying about this, and I never put it down, but I can't, it just jumped back in. The Bible says, take a vision and write it down. What you need to do when you go home today is you need to take and write down what you want God to do for you this year. Make it specific. Take it and put it somewhere where you'll see it all the time. If you read your Bible every morning, put it in your Bible and look at that. Pin it to your, or tape it to your mirror. Put it there. Take your vision and write it down and make it clear. Okay, now, this isn't even in my notes. I feel this very strong in my spirit. Say, Pastor, what do you mean make it clear? Don't tell God you want a better marriage. Tell Him how much better you want it. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better husband. In what way? I'm not going to get angry anymore. I'm not going to lose my job anymore. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to do that anymore. Matter of fact, God, this is what I'm going to do. And you write it down and you give yourself a goal that you can aim for, but then understand that God will not make that goal. God will do exceedingly abundantly above anything you can ask or think. Somebody say amen. Amen. Don't say, I want my kids to